We are at still Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph and explaining the concept of Din V'Cheshbon. Okay, so the Din V'Cheshbon means that a person has to take into account the ramifications of his deeds. There's a Din and there's a Cheshbon. There's a judgment and a calculation you got to make about your actions. So the way Reb Chaim V'Lozhin explained it yesterday was a beautiful concept. And he said that the point of the three things that you're supposed to look at is the combination, is that a person is made up of a guf and a neshama, a spiritual part and a physical part, okay? And the challenge in life is which one is going to guide you in the decisions. So this is a motivating factor to remind you, don't go after the physical part because that's going to end up in the ground and that didn't come from anything major. But focus on the spiritual part, which is going to be awesome in Din V'Cheshbon. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say that people tend to plan in a way that they think they're going to live forever. People kind of don't think about that they're going to die. People just think that they're going to live forever. And that's how they live their life. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, you know, they're right. They are going to live forever. Their neshama is going to live forever. The problem is they don't realize that they're mischanneling that feeling. They feel like they're going to live forever, and therefore, they're not worried about, you know, their spiritual part. Life's good, I'll do it later. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say, that's because deep inside a person, they do feel like they're going to live forever because the neshama will live forever. And not only it's going to live in Olam Haba, eventually it's going to live in Tchias HaMesim as well. And Chaim V'Lozhin explains that the concept of Tchias HaMesim is that eventually there's going to be a time that the physical part will be completely spiritual, like we explained yesterday with Eliyahu HaNavi and different, tzaddikim, that their physicality just became another expression of their spirituality. So therefore they were like fused together. When a person does the opposite, they can actually make their spiritual part physical. That's what Chaim explains here. He says that by the Mabul, when it came the time for the flood, he said the people had become so evil that even their spiritual part became physical, basically. He said they were so physical that you had to destroy the whole thing. Because they eliminated the spiritual part. And he says a great thing. He says, that's shot in the Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in the context of the flood. And the flood, it says there a Pasuk. It says, I have to bring Lo Yadun Ruchi Ba'adam. Lo Yadun Ruchi Ba'adam. I will not judge their Ruach B'Shagamu Basar. Because they are pure Basar. Meaning to say, they don't have Ruach. They don't have the spiritual part. They're pure basa, these people. They're just flesh. They don't address the spiritual angle and the neshama at all. And therefore, they wither away and we have to destroy them completely. The concept, according to Reb Chaim V'Lozhin, that's what this mishnah is saying, is that a person has to remember lifnei miyat ta'asin litin din v'cheshbon. Now, this concept, by the way, that the person is made up of the spiritual and the physical, this concept is actually mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Where is it mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? Because this is not a halacha concept, right? This is a musar concept. So where is it mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch? So the answer is it's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. In the bracha of Asher Yatzar. A person makes the bracha. A person makes the bracha of Asher Yatzar after they relieve themselves. And the Shulchan Aruch explains, what does it mean? Asher Yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person with wisdom, etc. What's the wisdom here? What does it mean he created us with wisdom? And then further in the bracha, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Rofecho Basar, which means he gives us healing, which makes it Umaflila Asos, and you make a miracle. Pele, right? It's a Pele. well, what's the big deal? Because a person, you know, they go to the bathroom. So now all of a sudden, like, well, what's going on? What's the pel over here? So the Shulchan Aruch explains that what we're focusing in the bracha of Asher Yata is not about the miracle of actually, you know, the relief, the what just took place. It's not about that part. What we're commenting about in the bracha is the fact, mafli la'asos, he says, the Shulchan Aruch, mipnei she'odom doyme lenoid mali ruach, because a person is really like an empty canteen, an empty water bottle. V'myase odom v'noid nekev k'chud ha'shamachat, and it's full of air. And normally, if you would take a water bottle and you put in a hole, everything would spill out, right? And you squeeze it a little, it just collapses, right? V'ha'odom mali nekevim, but a person is also full of ruach, full of air, full of neshama. There's a spiritual part of the person, but he has a lot of holes. Why doesn't the air come out? Try to put a balloon and then give the balloon two eyes. So the air is going to all come out. So how could it be that the person is made up of a guf, which is holding a neshama? The neshama is like air. And then in the guf, which is holding the neshama, there's two eyes and two nostrils and ears. And why didn't the neshama just come out? And how does Hashem fuse together the neshama inside a guf, a spiritual neshama, inside a physical guf? How is that possible? So says the Shulchan Aruch, that is what we're talking about. That's the Pella. That's the miracle of the guf. That's the miracle of the body. So when we have a chance to focus on the nekavim, so to speak, so then we realize how much of a miracle it is that we have a neshama altogether, and that the neshama is able to stay as part of the guf. It's a Pella. It's a Pella. It's unbelievable. Okay? So this is the Shulchan Aruch's interpretation. What exactly are we focusing on when we mention the mafli lasos? But this is the concept, that the person has these two things, and the challenge in life is, you know, where we align ourselves, you know, as physical beings or as spiritual ones. And that's the challenge. Okay. So we can make headway into the next mission. I did not forget about your question, Adam, about another answer to why isn't Olam Haba mentioned. But we'll go back to it tomorrow, okay? I just want to start the next verse. I didn't get a chance to look up the source that I mentioned to you, so, and I don't want to say it without looking it up again. Mishnah Beis, Paragimel Mishnah Bet. Reb Chanina Sgana Kohanim Oimer. Reb Chanina Sgana Kohanim says, Heve Mispalel Bishloima Shel Malchus. This is very, very Nogea. This is very apropos for where we stand right now politically and everything going on. Just a simple reading of the Mishnah before Reb Chaim Volozhiner's interpretation, because Reb Chaim Volozhiner takes this Mishnah to left field. And he takes it like somewhere else. But what the Mishnah says on a simple level is, Mispalel b'shloima shel malchus, a person should pray for the well-being of the government. Sh'amalei moira'a, because we have to have appreciation for the government. Because if it were not for the government, people would eat each other alive. People would literally eat one another alive. And therefore, we should pray for the welfare of the government. This is what the Mishnah teaches us, right? So, I see people nodding their heads. I mean, this is like so obvious that, you know, this is where the deterioration of everything, you know, starts from. Is people, you know, don't appreciate the government or whatever. And then you see, well, you know, we don't need police, we don't need all this stuff. And then you look what goes on, and all it is complete, you know, anarchy and just the destruction. So it's, you leave people to themselves, they're not very trustworthy, right? So there is no reason for anybody to look out for anyone other than themselves. Right? That's the bottom line. You know, you look out for yourself. And especially if you could chalk it up to some sort of philosophy or movement or whatever, it's even better. And then there's Mamash L'Shem Shemayim now. So the Mishnah tells us that you cannot do that. You have to understand that we need the government to, stand up for the welfare of the individuals. Now, this is a very interesting Mishnah because you have to remember when this Mishnah was written, right? This Mishnah was not written in under democratic, governments that were, voting and all. This was talking about governments that were run by kings and dictators and all that. And yet the citizens have to realize that it's still good for them. After all that, and we know that the government is always looking for his own COVID, and the king only cares about his own money, and we okay, all that. But having said all of that, right, you still have to realize that even then, even that type of malchus, even that type of ruler is still helping the people, helping the citizens, and protecting the citizens from each other more than anyone else, right? So, you think that we need to protect us from Iran and from whatever, you need to protect people from each other because people could end up being a bunch of animals, which is exactly what the Mishnah says. Ish Yisrael chayim b'lo'oy, and people would swallow each other alive. They wouldn't even wait till they died. They would just, that's what the Mishnah says. So therefore, in terms of the philosophy of the Mishnah, I think it's very clear without any commentary. This is just, I'm just reading the Mishnah. No commentary, just simple reading. The Mishnah gives clearly its opinion about all this stuff of what, how we're supposed to view it. Okay. Now, we have 1 minute. So I'll introduce the concept of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and then we'll go into tomorrow. Reb Chaim Volozhiner introduces here a concept which he speaks about at length, actually, regarding Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is good to talk about it on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So he says that another way to understand the meaning of the Mishnah is that have a mispalel b'shloima shel malchus, you should pray for the welfare of the malchus, is referring to the malchut shamayim. Is referring to the malchus of Hashem in the world. And that we should put at the forefront of our prayers the welfare of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. And that we should be constantly praying that people should realize the malchus of Hashem, right? Like we say in Aleinu, ki ha-malchut shalchahi uliol me'atim loch v'chol. We ask Hashem, you should become the melech. Amen, yehei shmei rabo mevarach le'olam u'mel. Maya means we hope Hashem's name will become great. So we have to constantly be praying for the welfare, so to speak, of the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And that the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be well understood and well, realized by the citizens, means by the people on this planet, because ultimately that's what's going to keep people, straight and realizing what they're supposed to do. So I want to get into that concept a little further tomorrow. And he gives a lot of examples to that. Tomorrow, we will go further into that concept, okay?
Thank you
very much. Shukarach, everybody. Nice to see you. Bye-bye. Nice to see you, everyone. We'll see you all. Good night.
Thank you.
Chodesh Tov. Chodesh Tov, exactly. Chodesh Tov, yes. Chodesh Tov. Nice to see you.